Welcome back to Breakfast with Bob. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're at the ITU World Triathlon Championships here in beautiful Chicago. We are brought to you by Epson, and you can watch us on triathlete.com. Our next guest, ranked number 2 in the world, also from Spain, Mr. Mario Mola. Mario, how the heck are you?
Very good, thank you.
It's we've never met before.
That's true, but there's always a first time.
Always a first time. So take me back. What were your sports growing up?
Well, I started swimming, although I wouldn't call myself swimmer.
Right.
I just went to the pool because my friends were there, and I enjoyed
social
time. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
That was more about it.
When did triathlon enter your life?
When I was 16, I had a coach in the swimming club who saw me just splashing around in the water. So he said, maybe we should bring this guy out of the pool and try something different.
because he's not a good swimmer, yeah.
Well, yeah. I swam for a long time, but I was decent in breaststroke.
Right.
But freestyle wasn't my thing. So he thought maybe he could run or ride a bike, or we'll try at least.
Yes.
Give him a chance. So yeah, since then I really liked it, and that's why I stay attached to it, and since then.
What was your first triathlon?
When I was 15, 16, I think 2005, yeah. 2006,
And right away you knew you liked it?
Yeah, for me, just go out from the pool and do something different, like swim in the ocean.
Yes.
And sure, running. I really enjoy running since the beginning. I never did it before. Of course, I ran when I was a kid, as everyone would do, but not taking it seriously, so yeah, since then I really liked it, I loved it, so I kept doing it.
What was there one race where you realized you could be great at the sport, where that sort of convinced you that, you know what, I can be more than good, I could be great?
Well, I was lucky to go to the Worlds in 2009 when
yeah.
I was junior, and I had a really good race there, actually, when I was able to win.
You so, won as a junior, yeah.
Yeah, so I was studying by then, going to university. I was doing triathlon because I liked it.
Yes.
Was training, but not really taking it seriously. So I think that was a point where I knew that if I wanted to go to the Olympics or at least try to work for it,
yes.
I had to decide to either would take sports more seriously or
yes.
not. And yeah, that's where I said, well, we gotta give it a chance. And yeah, that's what I did.
How important was having someone like a Javier Gomez, who was having so much success, took a silver medal in 2012 in the Olympics, having someone like that from your home country who was having success?
I think it's great to have someone like Javier, yeah? Not only because, of course, he's an amazing athlete,
yes.
but also he's a very close person, a good friend
yes.
who I've been able to learn a lot during the years. And I think for any young Spanish triathlete who trains and wants, of course, to become a professional athlete, having someone like him, it's an inspiration and a way to at least believe that if you work hard and if you do all you have on your hands or you can do to become a professional, then you have that chance. So I think I own, well, I have to say, every time I see him, I should say thanks to him.
Thank you, Javier.
Thank you, Javier, for being close, because really, he made a difference in my career, and I think all the rest of the
have you
Spanish
beaten him
race. I've been lucky enough to be in front of him in maybe in a sprint distance,
yes.
So I'm working in order to be able to become world champion, and
right.
of course when he's racing it's very hard, it's very complicated, but I think everyone racing wants to
yes.
be first, so we gotta work for it.
So you're ranked number 2 in the world right now. Has this been a breakthrough year for you? Is this you consider this your best year?
Yeah, I think that it's been a very good year. I've been able to get 5 podiums now, and
yes.
Coming to the race closer than I was in other years to the first
yes.
spot. So I think I've been racing good this year, maybe not as consistent as I did last year,
right.
but that's racing, and sometimes you're not where you wish or where you want it to be, but I'm very happy with how things went, and now I want to finish with a good race for sure.
Are you already qualified for the Olympics in Rio, or do you have to?
Not yet. For us, I think one spot will be given at the end of the year
right.
year. But then, Well, I think I've been working well, and hopefully if I keep going like this, I should be in Rio next year, but we got to keep working and enjoying what we do.
What would that mean to you to be able to go to the Olympics?
That would be great. I think I was lucky to already have the experience in London. Now it would be different, because at that point it was just
you just wanted to get there.
Yeah,
right. You wanted to get there. You're going. I'm here visiting. Now you want to win.
Of course. You want to try to win, of course.
Yes.
It's been 4 years when I've been working in order to get that chance. And if we get it, then we got to try to achieve it.
I love it. Mario Mola has been our guest. Thank you, Mario.
Thank you so much.
Mario Mola, again, has been our guest. This is Breakfast with Bob with the ITU World Triathlon Championships in beautiful Chicago, brought to you by Epson. And you're watching us on triathlete.com. Hold on, everyone. We will be right back.